Jewish news from down under. Down under. With Vic Alladan.
G'day, mate. Hello, Vic. How are you doing?
Good morning, Benji. Well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Yes, indeed. And I see that you've entirely monopolized the segment today with one historical event.
I have indeed, and that is the importance of this event. And that is today, October 31, exactly 100 years ago, a battle took place in Israel, called Palestine at the time, which was a turning point in the outcome of World War I, and which a couple of days later we saw the Balfour Declaration. So what I'm talking about is that, and this, I'm talking about the battle, what's known today as the Battle of Beersheba. And this was a stunning charge of Australian and New Zealand light horsemen who overcame Turkish defenses and was hailed as a milestone in military bravery, and was remembered as the last great cavalry charge anywhere in the world. And basically what happened was, late in the afternoon of October 31, and that's today, following an order by their commander, 800 Australian and New Zealand light horsemen with bayonets galloped into the face of machine gun fire, where there were 4,000 Turks in defending Beersheba and defending water supplies, which was the key. And the Australians and New Zealanders, they galloped across several kilometers, anywhere between 3, 4, 5 kilometers, depending where they started, with their swords. And as they got close to the Turks, many of them dismounted with their bayonets and overcame the Turkish gunmen in less than an hour. 30 Australian horsemen were killed, 36 were wounded, and over 500 Turks were killed, and 1,500 surrendered. This was regarded as a turning point in World War One, and enabling General Allenby, and we know there's the Allenby Bridge there, enabling General Allenby to defeat the Ottomans in what was then Palestine. Also going on from that, it heralded the beginning of what is an amazingly close relationship, which has endured to this day, between Australia and Israel. And so, and going on from that, by the way, before we leave that event, it started a very close relationship between Australian soldiers who were then stationed in what was then Palestine, and developed excellent relationships with Jews, Israelis, and that has endured to this day. So what is happening today, exactly 100 years later? In a couple of hours' time, it's now almost 4 o'clock Tuesday afternoon here, at 6 o'clock, so in 2 hours' time, there's going to be a reenactment of this battle, obviously not of the battle, but of the cavalry charge in Beersheba, outside Beersheba, where over about 3,000 Australians have gone over there, led by Australia's Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull. He'll be having a ceremony together with Bibi Netanyahu. They're going to be opening a museum dedicated to this topic we've just been talking about. Also outside Beersheba, there's a military cemetery where Australians and New Zealanders are buried. There will be a ceremony there. And then there's going to be this reenactment where about 100 Australian, New Zealand horsemen and women are going to be galloping across several kilometers, reenacting what took place all those years ago. And it'll be a spectacular event highlighting the Australia-Israel relationship. And Australian and New Zealand flags, as we speak right now, are lining the streets of Beersheba in honor of what took place.
Now, so tell me, Vic,
important.
If I could ask, is this battle, obviously, like things like Anzac Day are very important in Australia, and it's something that's very celebrated in terms of the history of Australia. Before now, is this battle widely known in Australia, or is it kind of just become a bigger now that the Balfour Declaration and the 100 years happened?
And that's a great question. And so the answer is no, it has not been so widely known. Yes, amongst the Jewish community and certainly amongst military historians, people were aware that something of significance took place at Beersheba. But it's because it's the centenary today that there's been a lot of focus on it. All the mainstream media here are focusing on this event. The Weekend Australian, which is one of our national newspapers, had a 36-page glossy magazine on Saturday, 3 days ago, dedicated just to this issue, just to the fact that it's the centenary of the Battle of Beersheba. And a couple of small sort of anecdotes which go with it is that the first military command of the Australian forces in World War One was Sir John Monash, founding president of the Zionist Federation of Australia. And he was regarded, and still is regarded today, as one of the finest generals in the entire World War One, in the entire Allied Army, not just produced from Australia. Also, amongst the 100 Australians who are galloping there are 8 indigenous Aboriginal people who are descendants of about 100 indigenous people who took part in the original cavalry charge 100 years ago. So it's great recognition, and also, and one draws the parallel here to black Americans who fought in World War II in the American Army and then returned to the United States to continue to be horrendously discriminated against. So the Aboriginal fighters who were amongst the light horsemen who fought so bravely and a number died in the Battle of Beersheba, then came back to Australia, you know, after World War One, and came back to again continue to suffer horrible discrimination until in 1967 they were recognized as Australians, etc. So a parallel there. And the Jewish community has been involved in helping to get those 8 Aboriginal descendants over to Beersheba for this event. And the last point, I guess, on this is that while the Australian Prime Minister is over there, he's doing more than merely watching this entire reenactment, but he's sitting with Bibi Netanyahu. They are signing agreements on cybersecurity exchanges, military exchanges, and it's taking the relationship to the next level. Listeners will recall, I hope, that in February this year, we had the first ever visit to Australia by a sitting Israeli Prime Minister, i.e. Bibi came out in February this year, and there was a very close and warm reception by the Australian government. And so now Australian Prime Minister going over there, and it's the first time that has happened in many years, that the serving Australian Prime Minister has gone to Israel. And they'll be signing a number of important agreements, as I say, cybersecurity, military exchanges, and water management issues like that. So all in all, it's a major day in Australian military history, in Allied military history, Allied history, and it's been given, you know, appropriate recognition in all the mainstream media here.
Well, there you go, Vic. Thank you so much for letting us know about that. And with all those cybersecurity agreements, at least now no one will have to have the charge of the great firewall. So yeah, that's great, Vic. Fascinating piece of military history. Really appreciate that, and we'll be chatting to you next week.
Good to talk to you, Benji. Thank you very much.